Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes, and we're from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County. And we join you this beautiful Sunday morning. Use an ordinary word today.
Ordinary.
Or not. From the great studios of 89.7 FM WTBR Pittsfield Community Radio. Stormy weather in Ireland, Farmer.
Stormy weather in Ireland and pretty chilly around here in the mornings until late afternoon when the sun is coming going down. So, welcome to fall, I guess.
Yeah, they're expecting Ireland radio, or excuse me, weather station is expecting a big storm, even as we speak. Indeed, well, going in the mid-country and heading into Dublin, so we'll see how that makes out. But nonetheless, we have a good show planned for you today. I'm playing Christy Moore. We'll be hearing from Jesse Buckley, the UCV Choral Scholars, one of my favorites, and Michal O'Hanrahan. How about you, Farmer?
I'm going to do some Gaelic Storms, some Luke Kelly, and some Paddy Hats today, and Lonesa, if possible.
I hope you
later
do.
On.
So we're going to start off the show with Christy Moore with St. Brendan's Voyage.
Brendan in the year of 501. 'Twas a damp and dirty morn, and Brendan's voyage had begun. Tired of tending turnips and cutting curly kale, when he got back from the creamery, he hoisted up the sail. He ploughed a lonely furrow to the north, south, east and west. Of all the navigators, Brendan was the best. When he ran out of candles, he was forced to make a stop. So we tied up in Long Island, put America on the map. Did you know that Honolulu was from where you carry man? Who went on to find Australia, then China and Japan? When he was touching 70, he began to miss the crack. Turning to his albatrosses, he aimed heading back. Oh, is it right or left for Gibraltar? Oh, what tack do I take for mizzen head? Well, I'd love to settle down near Ventry Harbour. Send Brendan to his albatross, he said. To make it fast, he bent the mast and built up mighty steam around Terra del Fuego and up the warm Gulf Stream. As he crossed the last horizon, Mount Brendan came in sight. And when he cleared the customs into Dingle for the night, when he got the spuds and bacon, he went to douse the drought. He headed west to Crooger's to murder pints of stout. Around be Ballyferritor and up the Connor Pass, he freewheeled into Brendan, the saint was home at last. Oh, was it right or left for Gibraltar? Oh, what tack do I take for mizzen head? Well, I'd love to settle down near Ventry Harbour. Send Brendan to his albatross, he said. The entire population came, the place was chock-a-block. Love nor money wouldn't get your nose inside the shop. Fishermen hauled up their nets and farmers left their hay. Kerry people know that saints don't turn up every day. Everything was going grand till Brendan did announce his reason for returning was to try and set up house. All the girls were flabbergasted at St. Brendan's neck, to seek a wife so late in life and him a total wreck. Oh, is it right or left for Gibraltar? Oh, what tack do I take for mizzen head? Well, I'd love to settle down near Ventry Harbour. Send Brendan to his albatross, he said. Worn out by rejection that pierced the poor man's pride, begot, says Brendan, if I run, I'll surely catch the tide. Turning on his sandals, he made straight for the docks, and hauling up his anchor, he cast off from the rocks. As he sailed past Inishfechtelon, there stood the albatross. I knew you'd never stick it out, 'tis great to see a boss. I'm bailing out, says Brendan, I badly need a break. Oh, all this dingle-dangin', it's more than I can take. Oh, is it right or left for Gibraltar? Oh, what tack do I take from Mizzen Head? Well, I'd love to settle down near Ventry Harbour. Send Brendan to his albatross, he said.
Ah, yes, I hear. shallow this water. All I need is to reach the wind of these words. Leave me blind with sleep.
It was a great song, I thought.
I thought it was a great opening set, to be honest with
you. Well, there you go. See? You're right, Farmer. absolutely right. So the vocalist was Jessie Buckley, and she was accompanied by Bernard Butler. Shallow the water for all the day that tear the heart. A complicated title.
Yeah.
And before that, we heard from Iha Dorha, well, we heard from Rosine El-Safety and Teresa Kenneban. I'm trying to think what Nakedema means in Gaelic, and it means Callahan. But anyway, Iha Dorha an Asegatin, which means dark evening or the musical priest. Wow. I'm not sure what the connection is there, but it comes from an album, Music of the World. Again, Rosine El-Safety and Teresa Nakedeman. And before that, we heard from Christy Moore. We haven't heard from him in a while. Where I Come From, and he comes from Dublin. And the name of the tune, St. Brendan's Voyage, the man, the monk, the person who discovered America.
You know, it just so happens that was the first thing I pulled out of the bag today was Christy Moore's.
You're going to play something for us.
I'm going to kick this set off with Gaelic Storm.
Excellent.
Come, single Bellambo, unto me pay attention. Don't ever fall in love, it's the devil's own invention. Once I fell in love with the lady so bewitching, Miss Henrietta Bell, known in Captain Kelly's kitchen. We'd be toodle-a-lie, toodle-a-lie, of 17, I was apprenticed to a grocer, not far from Stephen's Green, where Miss Henry used to go, sir. Her manners were so fine, she set my heart a twitching. She invited me to a court in the kitchen. With me, toodle-a-lie, with me, Sunday being the day that we were to have our flare-up, I dressed myself quite gay and I frizzed and oiled me hair up. The captain had no wife, he had gone out fishing, so we kicked up my life to a hooly in the kitchen. With me, toodle-a-lie, with me, back down the stairs, wearing nothing but her nightie, with her arms around me waist. She slyly hinted marriage, went to the door in haste. Came Captain Kelly's carriage with me, toodle-a-lie, 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 with me, toodle-a-lie, 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 toodle-a-lie. When the captain came downstairs, though he seen me situation, in spite of all me prayers, I was marched off to the station. For me they set no bail, though to get home I was itching, and I had to tell the tale of how I came into the kitchen. When I swore she did invite me, though she gave a flat denial. First off they did indict me, and I was sent for trial. She swore I robbed the house in spite of all me screeching, and I got 6 months hard from me courting in the kitchen. With me with me,
and of all the harm that e'er I've done, alas, it was to none but me, and all I've done for want of weight to my memory now I can't recall, so fail to me a parting glass, good night and joy be with you all. Of all the comrades that e'er I had, they're sorry now for my going away, and of all the sweethearts that e'er I've had, they would wish me one more day to stay. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise and you should not, I'll gently rise and softly call, good night and joy be with you all. A man may drink and not be drunk, a man may fight and not be slain, a man may court a pretty girl and perhaps be welcomed home again, but since it has so ordered been, a time to rise and a time to fall, fail to me a parting glass, good night and joy be with you all. So good night and joy be with you all.
See how the doors swing open, your life's unfolding before your very eyes. Such a strange affair. Walking around, be part of the sound, forget all your downs, feel the air. Beautiful affair.
When you feel like laying low and the mountains seem no closer than before, and you wonder why, you know in your mind it does no good to hide, and the only way is living to survive, makes you feel alive.
Then all the doors swing open, your life's unfolded before your very eyes.
Such a strange affair.
Walking around, come into the sound, forget your down, feel the air.
Beautiful
around, and you see the ocean waiting for your eyes, showing no surprise. You make your way down to the shore, you climb aboard, give yourself a smile, makes you feel alive.
Stick around, come into the sound. Forget your down, feel the air. Beautiful affair. See all the doors swing open, your life's unfolding before your very eyes. Such a strange affair. Walking around, come into the sound. Forget your down, feel the air.
I hope you enjoyed that. Beautiful Affair. Michal O'Hanrahan and Stockton's Wing. And we heard the UCD Choral Scholars.
I thought that was the High Kings at first until you told me different.
With the Parting Glass. I know they do have that High King tenor to them. I don't remember the UCD Choral Scholars when I was at UCD, but I was probably doing something else. Who knows? How about you, Farmer? What did you start us off with?
I started us out with Gaelic Storms, and the song was Courtin' in the Kitchen. And that came off their Special Reserve album.
Ah.
So, and that was a... I like that song always. And when we start this set, we'll have some Luke Kelly to kick us off.
Oh, good. We haven't heard from him in a while either.
No.
So I just want to mention that last night I attended a fundraising dinner, a Dine to Donate event at Zucco's for our Irish Sister City Committee, who are raising money in preparation for the upcoming St. Patrick's Day weekend when individuals from our sister city in Ballinacha de Mayo will be coming to visit. And we need to provide them with a variety of things, including alcohol, places to stay, and entertainment. So we'll be announcing further Sister City fundraisers on this show, so please stay tuned for that. And if you're interested in participating and contributing to that, give me a call at 413-770-7512. That's Kevin Cahill at 413-770-7512. And now we're going to hear your song, Farmer.
Yes, we are. Luke Kelly.
In a neat little town they call Belfast, apprentice to trade I was bound, and many an hour sweet happiness have I spent in that neat little town. A sad misfortune came over me, which caused me to stray from the land. Far away from me friends and relations, betrayed by the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. I took a stroll should I meet but this pretty fair maid, come a traipsing along the highway. She was both fair and handsome, her neck it was just like a swan, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Fair maid, and a gentleman passing us by. Well, I knew she meant the doing of him by the look in her roguish black eye. A gold watch she took from his pocket and placed it right into my hand. And the very first thing that I said was, "Fatsis to the black velvet band." Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Before the judge and the jury, next morning I had to appear. The judge, he says to me, "Young man, your case, it is proven clear. We'll give you 7 years penal servitude to be spent far away from the land, far away from your friends and relations, betrayed by the black velvet band." Queen of the land, and her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. So come all you jolly young fellows, a warning take by me. When you are out on the town, me lads, beware of the pretty colleens. They'll you are unable to stand. And the very first thing that you'll know is you've landed in Van Diemen's land. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. Her neck, it was just like a swan. And her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
Jigger man in Philly last night, and they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're ready for a fight. Gonna see what the record boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble out on the promenade, and the gambling commissioner's hanging on by the skin of his teeth. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Got myself a job, put my money away. But I got the kind that's no honest man can pay. So I drew what I had from the Central Trust. Bought us 2 tickets on that cross-city bus. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup, your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Well, the man died, and the bed grew cold. For you, forever I'll stay. Going out where the sand's
Just winners and losers, and I'm south of that line. Tired of coming out on this losing end. Last night I talked to a man, gonna do a favor for him. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair.
Paul Brady, Primitive Dance is the name of that album. We like Paul Brady on this show. And as you guess from his singing, the name of the tune is Going to Work Out Fine. And before that, we heard from a localish band called Slentia with their tune Atlantic City. I was loaned the CD from Dr. Vosberg, the principal at Taconic High School, and I'll be sure to return it to it, turn it to him. I forgot to take a copy, though, so maybe tomorrow. I'll do that. And so we heard that anyway. So that was Atlantic City, and you started off that set, Farmer.
I did. We started off with Luke Kelly's The Black Velvet Band, and that was off their album, The Definitive Collection.
Yeah. And you're starting us off again.
I am, believe it or not. This is the O'Reilly and the Patty Hats.
I was roving out one evening as I came down to Fort Law. I walked into a dim lit pub and suddenly I saw the cheeks, they were so rosy and golden was her hair. She had to be an Irish girl, cause she looked so goddamn fair. She took me by her lovely hand and whispered in my ear, I'll guide you up to heaven if you'll order me a beer. Seconds later I found myself beside this pretty lass, wanting thoughts in my head and an ale in my glass. Hey dear, come on, what you spend another two? What for me, yeah, what for you? Just as she will fill you up and ask you to pay. But if you find it safe, fuck off, cause that's my Irish way. When I was a little drunk, I went to take a piss. When I came back, I saw two girls having a French kiss. The girls, they were the nearer, could this really be? The Irish way is finally dawning on me. When we drank our final pint, the girls asked me to pay. They promised me to meet outside at Lower Castle's Way. When they left, I took the bill, the girls have set me up. They left me with an empty purse and sick to the gut. Hey, dear, come on, what is off, 'cause that's my Irish way.
Thank you.
There you are. That was a song called Jotabi. My note says composed in 1997 by a good friend of Susanna Cervain, who was the percussionist there. And before that, we heard some Kaylee music, reels actually. Con Curtin and Edmund Murphy were on the fiddles. The reels you heard were Mulvihills, Tie the Bonnet, and The Abbey. And you started us off, Frank.
I did, believe it or not. The O'Reillys and the Patty Hats sang The Irish Way for us. And I forget the name of the album, but I think it was The Sign of a Fighter.
Excellent. So today in Irish history, William Edward Gladstone, on the 20th of October, 1881, the British Prime Minister announced that the Irish National Land League had been proscribed. This came just over a week after Charles Stuart Parnell was arrested for, quote, speeches pointing to treason or treasonable practice, unquote. Parnell was the first president of the Land League, an organization founded by Michael Davitt in 1879, who I wrote my master's degree about.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did.
Nice.
In February 1881, Davitt was arrested, leading to protests in the House of Commons that saw 36 Irish parliamentary parties, MPs, suspended. However, Gladstone tried to satisfy the desire for land reform in Ireland by introducing the Land Act of 1881. This addressed the so-called three Fs the Land League had been pushing for: fair rents, fixity of tenure, meaning you'd be able to maintain your lease for as long as you needed to, sometimes for 100 years. Leases were not uncommon of 100 years back then. And free sale. The Land League was divided by the 1881 Act. Parnell wanted to test it, but his colleague John Dillon felt it did not go far enough. Dillon was arrested shortly after Parnell, along with Thomas Sexton, J.J. O'Kelly, William O'Brien, and others. On October 18th, from the Kilmainham Goal, the executive of the Land League issued a no-rent manifesto, advising tenant farmers to pay no rent under any circumstances to their landlords until the government relinquishes the existing system of terrorism and restores the constitutional rights of the people.
All right.
This day in Irish history.
Need all and more in the County Galway. One pleasant evening in the month of May, I spied a damsel. She was young and handsome. She nearly stole my heart away. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, Galway shore. We kept on walking, we kept on talking, till our father's cottage, it came into view. Said she, come in, sir, me father, and play to please him the fog of you. I played the blackbird, the stack of barley, brought his glory, and the foggy dew. She sang each note like an Irish linnet, and tears stood in her eyes so blue.
And this is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at Pittsfield Community Radio, WTBR 89.7 FM.
And I wish everybody to have a good week. Stay tuned, like Kevin said, to our show again next week. And as I could say, I hope everybody enjoyed the show. And be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.
Gurum agat agishtahi shuhugan.
My heart.